A predatory look came to his wan face as he advanced on Sidious. Now tell me again, apprentice, and in greater detail. Once more, Sidious allowed his memories to unfold, and he relived the crime, the event, as he had at last come to think of it. His father's limp and bloodied body, the smashed skulls of the bodyguards, his hands clenched around his mother's slender throat. But not really, only in his mind, strangling her with his thoughts. The lifeless forms of his siblings, slumped here and there. In telling and retelling it, in reliving it, he had finally gained a kind of authority over it, the ability to see the event merely for what it was, without emotion, without judgment. It was as if the event had occurred years rather than months earlier, and as if someone else had authored the crime. When that defining moment had come, a transforming power had curled up inside him, as dark as space without stars, born of hatred and fear, but one he could now draw upon. Very good, Plagueis said, after the recounted tale had forced itself between Sidious's blue and trembling lips. I can feel your remove and sense your increasing power. He continued to appraise Sidious while the snow whirled between them. I can't have your will tempered by feelings of regret or compassion. You were brought into being to lead. Therefore, you must see every living thing as nothing more than a tool to elevate you, to move you to your destined place. This is our galaxy, Sidious. Our reality. In this pitiless place, your power is forged. Propelled by fear or hatred, even a Jedi can pass beyond the constraints of the Order's teachings and discover power of a more profound sort. But no Jedi who arrives at that place, who has risen above his or her allegiance to peace and justice, who kills in anger or out of desire, can lay real claim to the dark side of the Force. Their attempts to convince themselves that they fell to the dark side, or that the dark side compelled their actions, are nothing more than pitiful rationalizations. That is why the Sith embrace the dark from the start, focusing on the acquisition of power. We make no excuses. The actions of a Sith begin from the self and flow outward. We stalk the Force like hunters, rather than surrender like prey to its enigmatic whims.
I understand, Master, Sidious managed in a stuttering voice.
Plagueis showed him a malevolent smile. I once said as much to my master, when in fact I understood nothing. I merely wanted to put an end to the pain. In a blur of motion, he tore open the front of Sidious's enviro suit. I am your torturer, Sidious. Soon you will make every effort to appease me. And with each lie you tell, with each attempt you make to reverse our roles, you will make yourself as shiny as an iridium coin to the dark side. So appease me, Sidious. Tell me again how you killed them.